50 years ago, a little bit more than 50 years ago, it was actually 1958 when San Fran Valley State was first established. And as President Kestrel went through a little bit of the history. But if you want to know sort of where we're going, I think it pays to kind of revisit where we've been. Back in 1958, this campus didn't look like what it looked like today. In fact, the student population was only about 2,500 students. We probably have lecture halls that size now. Today, we have 36,000 students enrolled at CSU Northridge. You have 4,000 faculty and staff. So clearly there's been this growth of an institution in terms of the people. You've seen the growth of an institution physically as you walk around the campus. Not only the number of buildings, but the newness of some buildings, including this Performing Arts Center complex that we find ourselves in today. A big trigger along the history for that growth and modernization of the campus was, we have to acknowledge, the Northridge earthquake. What better example of, even in significant tragedies, there's a silver lining? It was the resources and the public support of Cal State Northridge that allowed the institution to not just survive the incident, where all 107 buildings at its time suffered some level of damage, but come out of it years later even stronger and bigger. From the newly built Student Services Center to the re-engineered Science Building, the changes are dramatic on campus. Let's also look at who CSUN serves. It serves, obviously, primarily the state of California, but specifically, primarily, the people of the San Fernando Valley. And last year was a census year, right? So this year we get all this new information about who we are as a country, who we are as a state, who we are as a community. I know Chancellor Reed went through some of these statistics, but just to kind of reiterate and reinforce, from the year 2000 to the year 2010, the state of California grew in population about 10%, from just shy of 34 million people to nearly 37.5 million people. And if we start peeling away layers of the onion, it's not just numbers of growth, but you know, demographically, statistically, what are we talking about? The Latino population on a national basis grew tremendously, as Chancellor Reed said. In the state of California, for example, the Latino population grew from about 11 million to 14 million, a growth of just shy of a third. Chancellor Reed talked about what the population looks like in our K-12 school districts. A little bit more comprehensively, 51% of Californians under the age of 18 are Latino. And these may be statistics, this may be data that kind of makes your eyes gloss over, but look around this campus. Look around the San Fernando Valley. The San Fernando Valley, in many ways, is sort of the crystal ball for the future of the region, the future of the state, and the future of our country. And therefore, a prime opportunity and responsibility for Cal State Northridge to show the way for the rest of the region, the rest of the state, and the rest of the country on how we educate, how we serve, how we succeed with an ever-growing, ever-changing, ever-diverse population. The Brookings Institution acknowledged what the Census Bureau and others have been saying for quite a long time, that the United States will, at a certain point, become a majority-minority nation, where non-Hispanic whites account for less than half of the population. The U.S. Census Bureau thinks that date's going to happen around 2042. Brookings Institution says that's going to happen a little bit sooner than that. And it's happening in California. CSUN today enrolls the highest number of Latino students in the state of California than any other university, any other institution. In fact, it ranks fifth in overall nationally in Hispanic enrollment. So it's not just acknowledgement of what could happen or what's a challenge. So at some point in the next 50 years, CSUN has embraced it today. Over the past 50 years, as I mentioned, the numbers, enrollment has clearly grown more than 12 times over. The programs offered have grown to include bachelor degrees in more than 61 disciplines, and alumni from this university includes Olympic champion and a U.S. astronaut. Phenomenal successes. I'd like to add to that list, by the way, on a personal note, a teacher in the LA Unified School District by the name of Julie Padilla, my sister, a graduate, not only from an undergraduate program here in English, but her teaching credential and her master's in education.